Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports, contests, and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BELIEVE50 to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Hello and welcome back to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your producer, Jeremiah Long, and joining me to talk about how good will Georgia's offense be under Stetson Bennett is our expert in the field, live here from Atlanta, Georgia, Mr. Logan Landers. How's it going, man?
What's going on, Jeremiah? Talking some Georgia football specifically. Talking about the main man on campus, quarterback, national champion now, Stetson Bennett. It's going to be a good episode. Can't wait to talk about this young man, how Georgia's going to look this upcoming year.
Absolutely. And for all of our Georgia fans out there, make sure you like, subscribe, and share our show, 100 Yards of Football. We will be covering every aspect of Georgia football that we can, week after week, as we come along through the season, getting you ready for what's going to happen. Also letting you know which players are really shining through so that when we get closer to the end of the season, we can start talking about the NFL draft. So that's something you're going to want to stay tuned for week after week here at 100 Yards of Football. So, Mr. Logan Landers, without further ado, what's Georgia's offense going to be like under Stetson Bennett?
Well, let's talk about him, man. And last year, we all know Georgia was on that phenomenal run. They looked great. And Stetson Bennett, right, for as much criticism and flack as he received kind of early on in his tenure as the quarterback for Georgia, right, in 2020, whenever they were all just trying to figure out what was going on. And he's really stepped up, and 2021 was a breakout year for this young man. Threw for 2,862 total yards, 29 touchdowns, and only 7 interceptions last year against a pretty tough schedule. And when you think about it, you might think, oh, you know, that's not too crazy. That's not a huge number. But if you keep looking at it, right, his quarterback rating, his QBR, which all that is, right, it takes into account all of the quarterback contributions, every single one of them, passing, rushing, sacks, penalties, touchdowns, turnovers, all of the main components. He finished with an 86.7 rating, which was among top 5 in college football. So, like I said, during that time, he threw 15 touchdowns and 3 interceptions the final 5 weeks of the season. And we all know what he did in the playoffs, looking good that entire run. And like I said, looking at this team with, I mean, we all know Georgia lost a ton of players. 15 total Bulldogs got drafted, 8 on defense. We all know that dominant defense. But they did lose also 7 players on offense. Looking at some of the targets around him, right, Arian Smith had a broke leg last year. He is coming back to really help out with that deep threat looking good. Smith is also a pretty much a track star, potentially the fastest player in the SEC when he is healthy. And I think that he is going to have a great year and is going to look good for the mailman there on the screen with Stetson Bennett. Also, with people around him, A.D. Mitchell, Ladd McConkey, looking good there, those other good receivers. Mitchell is going to be that George Pickens replacement potentially. And like I said, he only had 29 catches last year, but you got to share the love with a lot of the great receivers Georgia had last year, expecting to have a bigger role. And McConkey is a good, reliable option. You have Marcus Rosemary Jack Saint as well, who's going to be getting some passes. You have Dominic Blaylock as well. And I think that Georgia has potentially, if not the best, then number 1B, the best tight end in the country. Of course, we all know that guy, Brock Bowers, who was phenomenal last year in his freshman year. 56 catches, 882 yards, 14 touchdowns. I mean, I think he's going to have another great season this year. Behind him, you have Darnell Washington and Eric Gilbert, who are going to be some really good players as well. And with Todd Monken, right, the offense coordinator, he's got a lot to work with still. Even though you've lost a lot of guys, it is going to be a laser show. It's going to be fun to watch with this Georgia offense in 22. Like I said, as long as Stetson Bennett can have a really good year like he did last year, and like he's had pretty much his entire career, things are going to look well. Now, as for the running game, because even though it is Stetson's job to throw the ball, you got to hand the ball off as well. You got to have some play actions. I think that could potentially be a little bit of a downward turn this year. Like I said, Zamir White, James Cook, we all know what they were doing. Both of those guys are no longer there. In steps in Kenny McIntosh and Kendall Milton, who have a lot of potential, who have a lot of speed, but it remains to be seen how they will do, unlike White and Cook did last season. We'll have to see. But I think that overall, right, Georgia is going to have a really good offense. I think people are sleeping on how good this team can be on offense. Once again, everyone talked about the defense, right? But I think that they can still be a top offense in the SEC, a great offense in football. I think they could step, they could maybe take a slight step back. I'm not saying nothing crazy. Maybe not top 10, maybe top 15. But I think still it's going to be a really good season because Stetson Bennett, right, like I said, for a team that averaged close to 40 points last season and led the SEC in yards per play, I'm thinking it's going to be another great season if you are a Bulldogs fan. And with Stetson Bennett having a national championship under his belt and improving year in and year out, I think this man could shoot up some draft boards if he has another tremendous 2022-2023 season. And hey, with Georgia coming off a national championship, you know all eyes are going to be on this offense. And I think he is willing to accept the pressure and look good doing it. So I think that Stetson Bennett and the Bulldogs, they might take a slight step back. Like I said, maybe not top 10, maybe top 15, but I still expect some fireworks each and every Saturday with this Georgia Bulldogs offense.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
Well, we certainly hope so. You've got Stetson Bennett. You've got a team that knows how to make it to a national championship. You've got, it's a college football team, so of course you've got lots of new blood coming in. So I am also very excited to see if it pans out like you're talking about. And for all of our watchers, tell us in the comments, do you agree? Do you think that that's where we're going to play out? What are your thoughts on Stetson Bennett? And what are your overall thoughts on where the Georgia Bulldogs will head this season? We want to hear from you. So place that in the comments. Make sure to like and share and tell your friends all about our show. And if you're watching us live, then thank you. And if you're listening to our podcast, thank you again. But if you're not listening to our podcast, come and join us over at 100 Yards of Football, anywhere that you love listening to audio broadcasts, including over on Amazon, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Apple, Google, anywhere that you love listening to audio. We are there for you every single week with new episodes. And we love bringing you these great game previews, these speculations, like what's Stetson Bennett going to do, these history specials where we talk about classic teams. Plus, we're going to get extra advice from other amazing broadcasters from around the country as we bring them in. We talk about all of our great football fans, and we talk about college football and NFL. So thank you so much to Mr. Logan Landers for that great preview. We're trying to find out, under Stetson Bennett, how will Georgia's offense be and how good can it get? So we're trying to discover that. Let us know in the comments again what you think. And stay tuned for another live episode of 100 Yards of Football. We'll be back then. Stay tuned.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football, Sports Talk Radio, on the Believe Podcast Network.